Hello, this is BitDep number 1395, which appeared in the Trinidad Tobago Newsday on February 27, 2023, under the headline, Strengthening Cybersecurity for Your Business. I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. At the TT Internet Governance Forum in January, convened by the TT Multi-Stakeholder Group, cybersecurity professionals considered the essentials of hardening ICT business systems in the session, The Art of Cybersecurity, Attacks, Risks, and Threats. Lieutenant General, retired Vincent Stewart, director of the Port of Spain film CyberEye, warned that it doesn't matter how big or small you are, the cavalry is not coming. The adversary is interested in your network, and you're going to have to think your way through how you will defend that network. That adversary ranges from nation states, to criminals, to hacktivists, to people who just want to make your life miserable. Ricardo Martinez, Chief Revenue Officer at the Digital Era Group, warned of the changing motivations of black hat actors. Before, it was kind of an honor or just an ego boost to say, I hacked an organization, Martinez said. Today it's, I got money in the bank and now I have my cryptocurrency and I can go buy for insurance isn't a solution, he said. Businesses buy it as a way of avoiding doing anything to protect themselves. If something happens, I'll just tap into that. What we've seen from cyber insurance providers is that they're making it more difficult to tap into those resources. They won't just give you a blank check cyber insurance. Now they're asking to see your security programs. Show us that you have all these mitigating tools in place. You need a baseline of cybersecurity awareness and a program established before you can access it. What's also missing is an incident command structure, said Fortinet's Caribbean Systems Engineering Manager, Emmanuel Oscar. In the private sector and even certain governments, there seems to be a lack of planning for disaster recovery or business continuity. When something happens, you don't just run around. We focus on what's happening. Usually, companies are most vulnerable when there's an incident, and they have to look at a secondary type of attack. This is where partnership with experts or services can help and add value to your incident response. This is where cooperation in governance and between different islands and different entities can be important. Key to incident planning for cybersecurity attacks, explained Anthony Payson, president of the International Information System Security Certification Consortium's Caribbean chapter, is knowing how long your organization can continue before it fails. It is a difficult thing. I remember asking a CEO that question, and there was difficulty in answering that question. Every CEO, every business owner doesn't want to think about something like that. How long would it take to get back up and running so that you would know how much you will spend on the resources to protect your business? Your best firewall is an educated workforce, Stewart said. There are some very basic things that organizations can do, no matter how many resources they have. They have to know what their network configuration looks like. They must have updated operating systems. They've got to have antivirus and malware protection. They've got to educate their workforce. They can't be lazy about passwords. It's stunning to me. Organizations that I go into and the password is password. Some of them get really clever and they do uppercase P and they add 1234 on the back end and they think that's sufficient. While you may not think your identity is important, the adversary wants your identity because they can use that to move laterally inside your organization, inside your network. So how do we protect our identity? We don't change our phone numbers very often. And in many cases, if I've got your phone number, that's a pretty good start to understanding your identity and building from there to your email, the address of your organization. Corporations will probably, and maybe this is too stark, will probably do the minimum. At least two organizations that I had the opportunity to look at had assessments that identified their vulnerabilities. They knew what the risks were, and they decided not to invest in mitigating that risk. Unless governments and institutions apply consequences for failure to act and hold these organizations accountable, they will continue to do only the minimum and only what will generate the revenue margins to keep their business in place. So I'm a strong proponent of holding organizations and corporations accountable with significant consequence so they understand the loss of revenue when they're compromised. The published version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version produced for Newsday. The song, Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Schimpf, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at TechNewsTT.com. Thanks for listening.